This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And weren't they just...
They were.
So we have a full studio.
We do. It's very exciting. We are going to introduce them in a sec, but they've got a short film that's premiering at the end of the week, and we're going to give you the synopsis right now. Rick and his boyfriend Justin find their relationship thrown in turmoil when Rick's bestie Stella reminds him of his promise to get her pregnant if she's still single by her 35th birthday. Hearing about this for the first time, Justin argues furiously with Rick before storming out in rage. Although distressed to fight, Rick is a man of honour and vows to keep his promise to Stella, if only he can see. You see, Rick is a gay and he's worried about his relationship with Justin. And Stella's upset, but not deterred by this development, devises a plan to guarantee success the next time they get together to procreate. Well, this is a lot to take in.
I'm going to throw some shade here as the only lesbian in the room. And basically, in a nutshell, Rick can't get it up and Stella can't get pregnant. Is that pretty much it in a nutshell?
Pretty well, yes. I mean, he wants to, but it's really a bit of a challenge.
The co-writer, exec producer, Shane Hughes, welcome. Welcome
Thank
to Bad
you.
Gays. How are you feeling right now? Are you feeling pretty good?
Oh, I'm feeling great. Very excited.
Well, we're going to change it. We're going to make you feel pretty bad in a second.
You're
going to
make me feel bad, eh?
This short film, awesome. Where have you guys always been in the creative arts kind of scene? Tell me more. There's a lot of you. We've also got the director, KM Clark, and we've got the co-producer, Vishi. We'll just go around to you guys. What's your background?
Sure. So, I've pretty well been in the creative field for the last 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Just recently finished professional screenwriting at RMIT.
Ooh.
Can I plug that course? It's a brilliant course. If anyone's interested in screenwriting, check it out.
Yeah.
Really, really good. So, I love everything about film. Writing, producing, making. Yep, I'm up for it.
Awesome. Hi, V.
Cool. Hey, I actually started interior design at RMIT in product design, and then later realized that I actually loved film. So I thought, I might as well go to film. So actually, I'm a self-taught filmmaker. So I started off as a production assistant, and then I worked in a camera department, and then I sort of did assistant directing and then progressed to as a producer. So I just started my own film studio last December, so it's really exciting.
We're going to talk about that in a sec. How did you know that it was out of all the professions out there? Like, such a change as well.
Well, I think the main thing is that I realized that I really like interior design, but I didn't love it. But then I just love film so much, and then I just kind of took myself to like a film set, and I would be working like 12 to 16 hours a day, and then like it wasn't paid at the time, and I just feel like, oh my god, this is amazing. I'm not getting paid, but I love it. So
And now we're going to throw to the worst bad gay in this room at the moment, and that would be Cam, because he's actually straight. So shock horror.
What?
Cam, you're the director of this short film. Tell us how you became involved.
Yeah.
Right. Well, look, my background is actually as a screenwriter, mainly in children's television.
I can see the segue. Children's television to gay short films.
Look, seriously, I worked on High Five for a number of years. A whole bunch of other kids' shows. But I ended up teaching in that screenwriting program that Shane was talking about. So that's how Shane and I met. And one of the courses within that program that I was teaching was making a short film on a phone. And I just found working with Shane was such a great experience that this year I've taken some time off, and I suggested to Shane we should continue this, because I think we can produce some really terrific stuff together. And so that's how that's come about.
How it came about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I watched on the Tube of You,
The Tube of You, yes.
The introduction, that's like the Book of Faces.
Yes.
And I personally think Rick's a crap gay. And I think Rick would fit very nicely in to the bad gays world and our aspirations for world domination. Why is Rick such a crap gay?
I mean, look, this is your opinion, okay?
This is true.
This is true. Okay. I don't think he's a crap gay. Not at all. No, he's a character I love. So this is very difficult for me to say anything bad about him. But he's definitely a man that's in a dilemma here. He wants to be the good guy, but he also wants to do right by his boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He also wants to get his bestie pregnant. So, you know, he's stuck. You know, he's like, what is it, like the rock in a hard place or something? So, yeah, maybe he's coming across as being a crap gay because he's in a really difficult situation.
Is this based on true life, like, experiences? That's the first thing that came to my mind when I read this.
Not for myself. Okay. I don't know if you guys have been...
No. I have been asked.
Oh, you have been asked?
Okay. Circumstances were such that
I've heard of this.
Breaking news.
But one of the actors, Caitlin Murphy, fantastic actor. All of our actors are fantastic. Mm-hmm. When she auditioned for this, she was saying that she was in a situation very similar to this.
Interesting.
So this role really, her role of Stella really resonated with her. So yeah.
And this seems to, you know, as we've, you know, progressed as a community, as an LGBTIQ plus community, these sort of social moral dilemmas seem to be becoming more prevalent, or at least more well publicised and well known. And were you drawing on some of that more, I suppose, modern reporting of these situations with Rick and his boyfriend and Stella, you know, because let's face it, Stella is the quintessential and you know, 30 something year old single woman who wants to have a baby.
For sure, yeah. To a certain degree, we were. Yeah, we figured this was a story that a lot of people out there in our community, and also in the wider community, would be able to relate to. Because as you said, it does seem to be more and more common, and people are hearing about it more and more and going down that road. I have friends that have gone down that road and done that and got two wonderful kids. So, we really felt that this was a really strong story that was worth telling, and that people would really be able to connect with the characters and the story.
Speaking of connecting with the characters, Rick is an Asian gay man, and V, that is you in real life, which is awesome. I love that. But why do you think we kind of, like, generally in the media, there's like a lack of representation for like double minorities like that? Yep. Why is that such an issue still today?
Well, for me, I feel like, as me growing up, like, I actually came from China. So it's like, and even like, so I've been here for like, for the past like 10, 12 years. Mm-hmm. And then I'm still like seeing sort of a lack of representation. I think it's really important. I think it is because it's kind of like catch 22. It is because we didn't have that sort of representation. And growing up as a kid, you probably don't think that's actually a thing that you can do. And then you just aspire to do something else. So I think it's definitely growing, but it's not enough. And that's why for me, like, I was drawn to this project in the first place, is that it's a chance for me to actually put that on the big screen, to actually help to have more representation on the screen in Australia. So,
Speaking of which, you do own a local production company called New Studios.
Yep.
And it says in the bio, not just another Melbourne-based production company.
Yep.
Do tell me more. What you mean?
Yeah, okay. So what we're actually trying to do is that, like, so basically my motto is that for the studio is that anything that we do is trying to actually have minority on the screen. So you can see from all my productions, pretty much 50% of them, it's either LGBT characters or they are Asian characters.
Yes.
So anything I do will have something to do with that.
We're just going to need a... just do that for a little bit. We love that. Awesome. Now, the film is called Shoes Off. Premieres end of this week. If people want more information, where can they go? What can they do? Oh, we're getting points.
They can go to our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Where else should they go, Shane?
It's on YouTube.
Probably, what was it you said before?
Book faces and the Twitter you.
Yes.
Just do, shoes off?
Shoes off. And Bright Event would be the other one they can go to as well. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. For more information though, Bookface. We are the official Shoes of Bookface page.
Wonderful. And yes. When is the premiere?
So that is happening this coming Friday, Friday the 4th, 6:30 p.m. At RMIT, wonderful RMIT. Thank you very much, RMIT, for allowing us to use one of their cinemas in Building 80. Yes.
And it is a free event.
It is.
So, wonderful. We'd love to get as many people along as possible because it always makes a film better.
And if the Tube of You short is anything to go by, it's going to be a cracker of a short film.
It really is.
I'm still holding by Rick being a bad gay, but I will reserve my judgment until we view the whole short film.
Yes, please do, because, your opinion, I think, will change.
Stick with us on Bad Gays. We have...
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.